The Gold Hunters. Once long ago, there was a great Viking sea king. When he died, he was buried, and all his treasures were buried with him. Vikings believed that when people died, they went to live in another land, so all things that they needed were buried with them. The sea king had spoken to a wizard before he died. He wanted his grave to be safe forever, so the wizard took a gnome to guard it. The gnome was cross. He did not like the job, but he had to do what the wizard said. He sat in a big chair and held the king's heavy sword. A big mound was built over the grave. When it was finished, the wizard said,
"Guard the Viking bones and the gold till the end of time."
For 100 years, the gnome sat all alone inside the mound. He guarded the king's treasure well. No one came to the grave. After 200 years, the mound looked just like all the other hills around it. One day, some treasure hunters came to dig for gold, but they did not know where to start digging. They asked a farmer where to look.
"Well, you don't know where the gold is buried," the farmer said. "Ask Pinchback, the treasurer wizard."
The treasure hunters went to the wizard's cottage, and he opened the door.
"Can you tell us where to find the buried gold?" they asked. "Ah, Botto, my treasure genie, will show you where to dig," said Pinchbeck. "But you must pay 12 pennies.
The wizard reached up to a high shelf and took down a glass bottle. The treasure genie was shut inside. Pinchbeck pulled out the cork and the genie leapt out of the bottle. He filled the entire room. The gold hunters were very frightened. The wizard said,
"Botto, lead us to the treasure."
The genie replied,
"Tonight you must follow me. The gold is under One Tree Hill."
The goblin under the mound smiled to himself. Somehow he knew that the treasure hunters were coming. That night, Pinchbeck, the genie and the two treasure hunters all went off to look for the buried gold. Soon they came to One Tree Hill.
"Wait," said Pinchbeck. "Before you dig, I must put a spell on the goblin who guards the gold."
The wizard lifted his arms above his head and said,
"Goblin in the ground so deep, close your eyes and go to sleep."
Then the treasure hunters began to dig. They worked hard. Soon they had made a very big hole in the ground under the tree. They made so much noise, they woke up the old owl asleep in the tree.
"Who's woken me up?" he hooted. "I'll give them a shock."
The old owl spread his wings and flew from the branch. He swooped down on the gold hunters, making a dreadful screech.
"Help! It's the goblin coming to attack us," they shouted.
They threw down their spades and ran off as fast as they could go. The two gold hunters were in front, with Pinchbeck just behind, but Botto was not quick enough. The owl picked him up in its claws and carried him away. They never saw the genie again. When they got back to Pinchbeck's cottage, the treasure hunters were cross.
"We want our money back," they shouted.
Deep in the ground, below One Tree Hill, the goblin smiled. The king and his treasure were safe. Perhaps they still are there today.